This is your Mountain Meisters Recap with Kevin Hamlin.
Yes, it is. Here we go. The first of 2020. Welcome back, sir.
How's it going, Gino?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Mountain Meisters kicked off officially just yesterday.
It
had
did.
The big kickoff party over at Zips Pub with everybody. Reckless performed.
Reckless, yep.
And all types of skiing was had.
Yes.
How'd it go?
A lot of skiing was had. It was a great day. We started off with, it was probably a couple inches of really nice fluffy powder snow out there. So it didn't really affect the skiing at all. It was a great race surface that we had yesterday. We had 300 people race yesterday, so that's 600 runs with the new two runs.
Awesome.
Going back to the two runs, and the course held up awesome.
Those are good numbers for participation, especially first week out.
Yeah, first week out, yep. And we have more signed up, so we expect that number to go up.
Explain that process a little bit, because people could still sign up for Mountain Meisters for the next couple weeks.
Next couple weeks, yeah, because we drop 2 weeks, so you can still sign up for the next few weeks, you know, get signed up, get up there. It won't penalize you too much so far. So
yeah, right.
And it's a good time. You don't want to miss out.
And you were actually saying a little bit before we got on the air here that there was a little bit of a lull in the timing of when people started to show up, and you were kind of thinking, what's going on? But then they all came in there, because you guys changed your hours just a little bit over at Cranmore.
Yeah, we knocked it down to 5:30 instead of 6. Mm-hmm. As the day was going on, we were wondering where all the big dogs were. And all of a sudden, 4:30, 5 o'clock rolled around.
The pack showed up,
and they started slipping and circling the start shack waiting for that last run. So
excellent. I saw that you guys posted a video, and you guys can follow the Mountain Meisters on Facebook. You did a nice little POV video showing everybody the course. And now you kind of said in the video it was kind of a basic course. You wanted to kind of set it up just first run out just to get back into the groove.
Yeah, get your legs going and knock the rust off. And you don't want to set any crankers in there first week to really throw people off. So, and we had a lot of new people that have never gone through a course ever race yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And looked like they had a good time.
It's always good to see the newcomers. We want to see that.
Absolutely.
We want to see that participation grow. So, of course, we have a whole season ahead of us. We have lots going on. I know that next week you guys are setting up with the mug hunt. Let's explain that a little bit.
Yep. So the mug hunt, in the morning, they're going to go around and they'll hide all throughout the mountain mugs.
Yep.
And then as you're skiing around, you find a mug, you grab that up, and you go down to the bar and...
It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
I know, it's kind of like a little scavenger hunt for you guys.
Exactly. An adult scavenger hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, when you guys are doing the pay-to-play recipients, that is Josh. It was Josh Priest Fund. It was this week, and you're going to do that
and
for
next week. Yep.
Explain the pay-to-play.
So pay-to-play this year. So we're doing two runs this year, and then the pay-to-play is a $5 donation. You get to take a third run.
Right.
To try to beat one of your times.
And it's always going to help out our local cause.
Yep, and every 2 weeks we'll go to a charity, and this week and next week we'll go to the Josh Priest Fund.
Which is really nice.
Which
always
is awesome.
Looking to come back. We always talked about it. We talked about it with Corey just yesterday. It's always that community effort. All of the race leagues out there, and there's so many, and we appreciate all of them because it's that camaraderie, that community effort, and trying to get some good done, and of course, good skiing.
Yes, yeah.
What do we have coming up this weekend for Cranmore events?
Coming up this weekend, we have the Vertical Challenge. So that's a race for all ages. Just have to have a valid lift ticket or a season's pass, and then just register at Cranmore on the third floor of the main base for 7:30 to 11, and racing, I believe, starts in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the NASTAR course. So nice, fun little race. Hopefully the weather holds off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We won't even mention the R word at this point.
No,
we're gonna hold strong for everything, and hopefully that Mother Nature likes to cooperate. Corey mentioned, as we talked about before, one day she's great, the next day she's
Been
who
up
knows?
And down. But thank God for our snowmakers and groomers, man. If we didn't have them,
kudos,
we would not
them.
Be skiing.
For sure. Absolutely. All of the details about all of this you can check out at cranmore.com. That's including their full schedule of everything they have going on. Always a good après ski party is going on at Zips Pub.
Always something going on with some good music and definitely some good après beers.
Yes, and speaking of music, we mentioned Reckless. They performed just yesterday, and then coming up this week, or next week, I should say, Riley Parkhurst.
Yep.
The Riley Parkhurst duo will be performing from 3 until 6. Always a good time over at Cranmore. And of course, Kevin, you'll be back to keep us up to date on everything Meisters.
I will.
Excellent. Good to see you.
You too.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.